Early in 2006, Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid criticized President Bush's speech at U.S. Central Command in Tampa. Ever since then, Jay Alexander with the Tampa Veterans for Peace has been holding vigils for peace near MacDill Air Force Base and asking for a moratorium on sending troops to Iraq. One of the most familiar protest slogans they showed read, "War is over, if you want it."
That's from John Lennon 40 years ago. He had a song about Christmas. So this is Christmas, and that was one of the lyrics. And he had it all posted all over major cities around the world during the Vietnam War. The major sign we have directed at the military coming off a post is bring them home.
South Tampa resident Jane Gibbons is the only other person who attended today's protest.
I think it's time that we brought our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. I think that we're spending an inordinate amount of money over there, and it's not making us any safer. And I think that money could be spent better here at home. We could provide health care. We could provide jobs. Our troops are over there living the horrors of war. And the least that I can do is come out here and show support for our troops to bring them home.
Veterans for Peace will be in Fort Benning, Georgia this weekend, protesting the training center formerly known as the School of the Americas. Protesters will mark the 20th anniversary of the November 1989 murders of six Jesuit priests, their housekeeper, and her daughter in El Salvador by School of the Americas graduates. You can find links to more information at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.